Divorce can lead to a messy and drawn-out legal battle, but in Anchorage, an innovative court program is helping divorcing couples settle their cases quickly and amicably. It's called the Early Resolution Project, and it offers free legal advice to litigants right in the courthouse. It's been so successful, two other Alaska cities are already adopting the model. APRN's Annie Fite attended an early resolution court hearing recently and has this story.
This is a serious story about the legal system and divorce. And one thing I did not expect to hear during my afternoon in court is laughter.
I'm just sort of recording, sure. If that's okay.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Jacob Carpenter.
Jacob and Taya Carpenter just finished negotiating a divorce. They were married for 10 years and have two kids, so it was complicated. But they say the advice they got from the Early Resolution Project helped it go smoothly.
Jacob and I get along pretty well, and we've been able to communicate.
We either agreed on everything or didn't hold on too strong to the stuff that we wanted.
That's the type of cooperation Superior Court Judge Stephanie Joannides imagined when she came up with the seed of the idea for the Early Resolution Project 3 years ago. Divorce and child custody cases were crowding her court schedule, and the cases took too long to resolve. Judge Joannides says it could be months before a couple had their initial court date, and at that point, they tended to be entrenched in their positions.
So all these people are doubly in conflict by then, and I thought, what if we could set these cases early and I could try to resolve them early?
Now, every 2 weeks, Anchorage Superior Court devotes a Friday afternoon to hearing the early resolution cases. On the afternoon I visit, Judge Joannides is hearing 7 divorce cases.
Please rise. Superior Court for the State of Alaska is now in session. The Honorable Judge Joannides presiding.
Please be seated.
As court proceedings go, it's remarkably informal. While the judge begins hearing the first few cases, couples meet with lawyers in the jury gathering room down the hall. Occasionally, the lawyers duck out of the room to confer with each other about their clients' positions. Stacey Mars manages the Early Resolution Project. Mars says the program basically fine-tunes the legal process to encourage settlement.
This is the first project that I'm aware of where there is pro bono legal services happening right in the courtroom. So it's addressing how do we get people without attorneys legal advice and how do we do it in real time in a court proceeding. So that's what's unique.
The work begins well before the parties arrive in court. Mar says they scan the initial divorce and custody court filings looking for hints that couples may be willing to settle.
Basically, if it looks like they have the ability to work together in any fashion, if there's any clues in the file from the paperwork that has been filed, that they have some agreements or they look like they could reach agreements, we're going to try to give them an opportunity to be part of the project.
The program's success rate is impressive. 80% of the cases are resolved quickly, most in just one court hearing. And couples don't even have to wait to receive their divorce decree or custody papers in the mail. They're printed out right in the courtroom. Judge Joannides says it used to be rare to settle cases in one hearing. Now it's common.
Many judges are fixers. We want to help people. We want to help them resolve their dispute. And if we can do that quickly, it's incredibly satisfying.
The Early Resolution Project has been so successful. Courts in Palmer and Juneau are replicating it. Several court systems around the country have also inquired about the program. Back at the Anchorage court, Jacob and Taya Carpenter are finalizing their divorce with Judge Joannides.
I want to commend both of you for working cooperatively to come up with a mutually agreeable resolution. It's clear that
for Jacob and Taya, getting their case resolved quickly with free lawyers at their side helped them make the best of a bad situation.
It made it a lot less stressful.
And for us, I mean, it's probably was the difference between ruining two people financially, maybe. I mean, I don't know,
that's
appropriate
accurate
way to say it. You know, and now two people can walk away kind of just better.
According to their lawyers, Jacob and Taya are good divorcers. And even though they couldn't preserve their marriage, the Early Resolution Project did help them preserve a workable relationship. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.